A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Motoring Madness here on Money FM 89.3 with me, Jason Dacey, alongside award-winning author Neil Humphreys, where we talk about things associated with motoring, whether it's cars, whether it's bikes, whether it's...
Me falling over at traffic lights.
whether it's any kind of fun thing. And, you know, one thing I've become obsessed with, Neil, and it's kind of a bit...
A little bit sad.
It's very sad, actually. And it's only something that Singaporeans would understand.
Of course.
The PAF COE rebate.
Yes.
That's my obsession at the moment.
You better explain it.
Yes. So anyone who doesn't know what the PAF COE rebate is, it's when you actually give your car up towards the end of the COE, and it's the money that you get back from scrapping your car. Mm. And I have had a car with I've renewed for 5 years on my COE, as we've mentioned before in this segment, and I'm looking to sell it. And I've got about just over 2 years left on the COE. I'm thinking about maybe selling it to a friend or scrapping it, and I'm trying to weigh up what's going to happen. And as we've spoken about before, COE prices have been quite low, and they're on the way up. And, of course, a couple of weeks ago, they went up significantly.
Jumped up 3,000.
Yeah, and other cars, other different classes had jumped up even further.
Yeah.
And this week, we've got them expecting to go up as well. So my obsession is going online and going to the COE PAF rebate area, which you can go to and get there. And it keeps changing depending on what the COE price is. Isn't it great? It's like watching your currency or stocks and shares.
It's great, but it's depressing because, as I've said before, I was the same because we had a similar situation where our car was coming to the end of its COE.
Mm.
Do we renew it or get a 10-year renewal, or do we, like you, scrap it?
Yep.
And get something else. And we were weighing it up. It's for my wife and my daughter for school, really. I use public transport every day, but it was low then. It was around Christmas time, and it dropped for the smaller car category. It was about 25,000.
Yep. And that's been what it had been for 5 years. And we mentioned before in another segment that I'd paid almost that for a 5-year COE.
Well, I did. I it's no secret. I mean, I bought the car for – it had 3 years left. I mean, these are figures of public knowledge. You know, I bought the car, I had about 3 years left, 3.5 years, and I think I paid about 40,000 for the car.
Mm-hmm.
So 40,000 for a car – 3 years left, same car, touch wood, no issues, 10 more years for 25,000.
Yeah. You know, you're kind of balancing and weighing things up, aren't you?
But then there's the environmentalist side of me who agrees with the COE in essence and what it represents. We shouldn't really have too many old cars on the road.
No.
In the end, I did renew it. But you're right, because I think if I've got it right, I've lost the rebate now. That's once you renew for 10 years, you don't get the rebate back. Because they want to incentivize you to constantly change to new cars. But what's happening now, and you're absolutely right, for the smaller cars, which mine is, I wouldn't get a big car, it went from 26,600 just 2 weeks ago up to 29,000 in just 2 weeks.
And it predicted to go up further this week.
Predicted to go up further because, and this is the frustrating but understandable part, it's working. More people are moving towards smaller cars.
Mm.
Therefore, the COEs of smaller cars will rise because it's supply and demand, right? They want to minimize the supply, right? But it's working because the bigger car COE is so high, they don't want big gas-guzzling cars on Singapore roads. They want smaller, fuel-efficient cars like ours. Mm. I'm very proud to say that our car, no plugs, but... it is often voted one of the most fuel-efficient mid-range cars in the world. Yep. I had it in Australia. I also have it here.
And I have the same car.
We have exactly the same car.
We won't say what it is.
We won't say what it is because no one's paying us.
It's a Japanese car.
It's a Japanese car, and it's regularly voted in motoring magazines the most fuel-efficient mid-size family car in the world.
Because we're cheap.
Yep. Well, you've got to be. No, but I generally do it for the environment. It's important to me, that kind of thing. But it works. I had a very interesting conversation this week. A rare taxi for me. I'm usually public transport. It was the first taxi I'd taken in weeks because I was late, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm in the taxi. 25 years this man's been a taxi driver.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a very sweet guy. You know, sometimes you have that cliche, which
uncle.
Is not fair.
Taxi driver uncle.
Yeah, I've been sort of writing against that for years. Very sweet guy, 25 years on the road. He supported, now this is where listeners are going to be pulling hair out in their cars right now. He said he supported both COE and ERP. Mm. 25 years as a taxi driver. He says every time there's an ERP gantry that's switched on, the traffic immediately dissipates.
It's true.
Happened to me. Yeah. I live near Buangkok Drive. They switched the ERP gantry on. The traffic went down 30-40%.
So people are saving $1 or $2.
I couldn't believe it, Jason. I couldn't believe it. I said to my wife, everyone was saying to me, when the gantry is switched on, your traffic will go down at Buangkok Drive into the KPE, right?
It's true.
I said, don't be ridiculous. Mm. If Singaporeans own, and I'd love to know Singaporeans listening what you think about this, if you're sitting here listening to me right now in a reasonably new car, that car has cost you anything from 60, 70, 80,000 minimum into the low 100,000.
And the rest, yeah.
Right? Right. Mm. Brand new car, 100,000 plus. If you're sitting in something that cost you $100,000, surely $2, surely $2 is not going to bother you. Sure enough, they switched it on Monday morning, traffic down 50%.
Wow.
I thought you bunch of tight bleep bleeps. Really? So that means that cars in their $100,000 cars are taking one big long round, adding possibly 25 minutes to their journey.
And burning up all that fuel.
To save $2.
Wow.
So my taxi driver agrees with it, and he agrees with the COE.
Oh, good for him. You know, of course, it didn't exist many years ago, and it was introduced to reduce traffic on the roads and, of course, generate some revenue. You know, when I'm looking at the COE PAF rebate or the PAF COE rebate, it's the PAF first before the COE, I'm like thinking, because I got a friend who wants to buy my car. You know, I'm looking to sell it in June.
So what are the figures? What are we talking about on the screen?
Well, look, it's around 9K. If I scrap it in June, I think it's around 9K.
You'll get back.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But I want to sell. I'm trying to work out a figure. Maybe people out there can tell me what they think it's worth. They can WhatsApp to 97178893 and tell us on our WhatsApp whether I should, you know, how much should I, you know, 9K for the scrapping, and how much should I charge him with, say, just under 2 years left, say 1 year and 9 months left on the COE. So I'm thinking 10K, he's a good friend.
And he'll get 9K back when he eventually scraps the car.
No, no, because it decreases, remember? It decreases as you get closer and closer to the end of the COE.
I see, right.
So I'm thinking maybe, you know, if I get 9K to scrap it, then I can maybe charge him 10K and he's going to get 1 year and 9 months.
Well, considering I suspect I know who that friend is and he's probably listening, I think you should just give it to him.
I
think 10K seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's going to
low mileage.
It's going to depreciate further as you get so it's a 15-year-old, it's a 13-year-old car.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, yes. So it's only done 140,000 kilometres, which is not much for a car, a Japanese car that we love, the brand that we can't mention.
Yep.
So yeah, that's my, so the more it goes up, the more I'm going to charge him.
Yeah, well, sell it to him now then. I don't know. But this is the conversation that only we have in Singapore, right?
Yeah.
As you know, the other week I went on that short cruise trip and I was talking to the waiter there, and the waiter says one of the things he loves to do with Singaporean guests, he's a Romanian guy, not particularly wealthy, working class guy, Romanian, hard worker. Mm. He loves to tell people that he has a brand new Audi waiting for him when he goes back to Romania, just to see the shock and the hatred in Singaporean eyes. You have an Audi as a waiter? Yep, and it's brand new, top of the range, you know, because no COE, no COE.
Well, I've always wanted to drive a $50,000 car, but I never thought it would be a bomb that I'm driving now.
Exactly.
Because of the COE.
Yeah, we don't name plugs, but, you know, if Aston Martin happened to be listening right now, no, I'll have the James Bond car.
Yeah, we'll have all free freebies and plugs here on our motoring segment, and we'll have more from Neil Humphreys shortly right here on Money FM. This has been Motoring Madness on Weekend Mornings.